Well, there's a couple of things we need to look at. First of all, let me say that we're going to approach these questions by what the rules say. Sometimes there are also some practical considerations in terms of what's going to help with your client relations and what you're going to look like online to other parties. But one of the things we should look at is Ethics Opinion 662, which says that you can post responses to online comments, but you can't post a response that reveals any information that's protected by the lawyer-client privilege or otherwise relating to a client or furnished by a client or acquired by the lawyer at any time during the representation of the client. That's pretty broad. That covers just about everything. It's hard to make any substantive comments about the case without running into one of those prohibitions. And that ethics opinion is based upon Disciplinary Rule 1.05, which says that information relating to a client or furnished by the client during the course of or by reason of the representation of the client is confidential. Doesn't have to be privileged. It's confidential if you learn about it during the representation of the client. And a lawyer cannot knowingly reveal confidential information of a client or a former client to a person the client's instructed you not to. That's the narrow category. Or anyone else other than a pretty narrow category of exceptions like the client's representatives, associates in the law firm, and that sort of thing. So the rule is pretty clear about not giving away confidential information. The question really is whether any of these responses that Brad mentioned cover that. So let's go back and look at them. First of all, the first one just says, I'm sorry, you're unhappy, happy to discuss it on some other forum. That doesn't reveal any confidential information about the case. That's perfectly fine. Same with number two. It's a little bit more specific, but still just says, I can't talk about it. I'm not comfortable. It goes a little bit farther and denies the accusations in the post, but it still doesn't reveal any confidential information. So response number two is okay. Response number three, however, starts to cross the line. It talks about what the lawyer said and what they didn't say and who would get visitation rights and the outcome that was gotten, the outcome that was expected, what the client said, comments about the client. And that's really revealing confidential information, as is number four. It's not just the fact that everything you said here is false. That's kind of rude, but that's probably not revealing confidential information. But once you get beyond that, you get some pretty specific facts and accusations against the client. So the first two are acceptable. The second two violate the rule and the ethics opinion.
The next topic is filing advertisements. Back when dinosaurs roamed the earth and John Pearson and I were practicing law, advertising was not something that you would talk about anywhere at an ethics seminar or anywhere else. It just didn't happen. A lot of water's passed under the bridge since then. So we see a lot of advertising, but there are rules to comply with. So talking about filing advertisements, what about a marketing campaign for a new boutique law firm? A website with attorney bios, practice areas, blog, and description of results and successes in prior cases. A tombstone announcement mailed to attorneys and potential clients, including contact info, attorney names, and practice areas. And an ad identical to the tombstone, but in the Texas Bar Journal, that adds past results and successes from the website. Finally, an ad identical to the Texas Bar Journal in the Dallas Business Journal, Houston Business Journal, San Antonio Business Journal, and Austin Business Journal. Now, we know we must submit some ads to the state bar. Which of these must be submitted for approval before you go forward with it? Kevin?
Well, we start with the basic rule 7.07, which says an advertisement in the public media has to be filed ahead of time with the state bar. And underneath that, they tell you in the first bullet point that websites are considered advertisements. So there's no question that a website needs to be filed. The next category is these tombstone ads, which is an expression I'd never heard until I started studying this rule. But it's basically just a real basic ad that gives nothing but the name of the firm, the contact information, the hours the law firm is open, and the designation of lawyer, attorney, or whatever. But an ad with just that basic information, or an announcement card with the same kind of information, those are considered tombstone ads. And the rules say that the advertisements in legal trade publications are exempt from filing requirements. But if it's a publication disseminated primarily to lawyers, it's protected. But if it's an identical ad for a business journal or something targeted for the general public and not just designated to go to lawyers, then you've got a different rule. So let's go back and look at the possibilities that were considered here. The website with attorney bios, it's pretty clear that has to be filed with the state bar because the state bar says a website is an ad. A tombstone announcement, either an ad or a card, does not have to be filed. That's acceptable.